Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Are you a small business owner? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Small businesses are struggling, just trying to stay afloat. There are some things that you can do, practical things, because you need to make sure that your money is serving you well. Reduce energy costs. Make sure you lower the thermostat at home and in your office space. Cut back on travel costs. It would be a good idea to use the phone or video hookups for meetings instead of having to actually be there. Pay early and get a discount. You know, if vendors offer a discount, often 2%, for paying bills early, use cash for this. Those 2% add up. Try to renegotiate your lease or look for cheaper space, but first, review your lease to be sure that you won't be penalized for backing out early. Remember, buy used for home and for small business office needs. It's a very good way to save money, and you can shop for quality. Don't forget bartering, exchanging services with other businesses, and learn the tax requirements for bartering if you decide to do this so that you don't get caught in a negative scope by the IRS. Don't overbuy. I know it's hard, but restrain yourself. It might have been an old habit that worked back in the day, but not today. Negotiate with local businesses. They are more willing to talk to you about lower interest rates or lower prices if you give them your business on a continuing basis. And don't forget to negotiate with credit card companies for lower rates. You've been a good customer, and times are hard. Call and have a conversation with them and let them know it would be wise for them to keep your business. You're worth it. Remember, the rearview mirror mindset. If you look in the rearview mirror for too long, you won't know what you run into. And I am talking about potential opportunities. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris.